Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
What are you doing on the break?
Nothing. A whole lot of nothing. It's going to be great. Spend a lot of time with the kids, man. That's what it's going to be about.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Potawatomi Sportsbook and Ridgetop. It'll be a rubber game today between the Brewers and Mets. Afternoon baseball for you. Mets snapped the Brewers' four-game winning streak.
Here's the 0-1. Fly ball deep left. Oof. That ball's gone. Up and over the Miller Lite deck in left field. Luis Robert Jr. makes it 4-0 Mets. Yikes. 451 feet.
Yeah.
Estimated distance.
Bringing in the man behind that play-by-play call, Jeff Levering. Jeff, would you agree anything that flies that far ought to have a stewardess on it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely some in-flight service, maybe a beverage or some peanuts, a Biscoff cookie would be nice.
Yes. You, of course, know the reference.
Yeah, no, I got you. Yeah, it definitely should have had a flight attendant on that flight. There's no doubt.
So I don't know what to make of the game, Jeff. Eric and I, even when assembling the highlights this morning, just didn't even spend a lot of time on it. Sometimes you have those where some days you got it and some days you don't, and we just kind of didn't.
Yeah, last night there wasn't a lot of positives that were going on. You could take a good appearance from Bryce Wilson. Yes, he gave up 7 hits, but only gave up the 1 run. It could have counted for a few more because of Luis Robert's home run, 451 feet. But the offense just was handcuffed yesterday. Zach Thornton threw the ball exceptionally well for 6 innings, only gave up 3 singles. Brewers had a couple of scoring opportunities, but it was just one of those nights where the bats just couldn't get it going against the Mets, and hopefully they show up today and they're ready to go.
Rubber match this afternoon. We've got Logan Henderson. Yes, back on the hill starting for us. What do you expect from him?
Yeah, Logan Henderson, I expect similar to what he's been able to do since he's been in the big leagues, right? It's fastball command, really good changeup, and the cutter combination. When he has been healthy, he has been really good in the Brewers' rotation. And I think he is a big key moving forward for the next couple of months, too. Because you have the injury issues, who knows what's going to happen in the next week and a half before the trade deadline. I think Logan Henderson is going to be a really big key for the Brewers moving forward. Plus, he's been super consistent. So I think that's what the Brewers need, especially in the starting rotation.
I know we say it every year, it seems like, Jeff, but even more so this year, there are so many teams that are still quote-unquote in it, right? That the trading deadline seems even more convoluted and just it's so foggy.
Yeah, people. I think a lot of teams are going to wait until the very last moment. I mean, you look at what the Red Sox are doing right now, and before this 14-game winning streak, you're sitting there going, they're sellers. They are absolute sellers. And now they are in a playoff push because they won 14 straight games. So what do they do over the next week and a half? Because you know they're going to fall back to the mean, one would think. I think back to a few years ago, this would have been, 6 or 7 years ago, not intended there with the 6-7, but when Madison Bumgarner was in his last year with the San Francisco Giants and they went on a run and towards the postseason there at the end of July, and they decided not to trade Madison Bumgarner, and they cost themselves some equity in doing that. He ends up signing with the Arizona Diamondbacks, doesn't pitch. So I think that there are a lot of teams that are in that similar situation where, hey, we're kind of close. We're breathing on it. How can we get better? But we're not quite sellers. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens in the next 10 days.
It wouldn't shock me, Jeff, if a lot of Brewers fans are waiting for that. Well, what big arm are we going to go out there and get, given the landscape that you just laid out and given the fact that we got this cat McCullers from the Astros, I think, who threw 3 innings the other night, that might be the move. Right?
Maybe it is. And maybe it's guys that are coming off the injured list. Maybe it's D.L. Hall is that left-hander who's coming out of the bullpen who could really help you out. Maybe Jared Koenig finds his stuff down in Arizona and comes back and he's back to full strength. Sometimes going out and making a move just for the sake of going out and making a move doesn't work out. But if there is somebody that's out there that makes your team better, I know the Brewers are going to go out and make that acquisition.
No, they just sent out a Prince Fielder's kid in that trade, but now we got Carson Sabathia III on board. He just officially signed.
Yeah, they were in the organization, so to speak, for a couple of days together. I know Sabathia hadn't signed officially, but he was drafted. Jaden Fielder was there with the Brewers. Fielder went out to the Astros as part of the McCullers trade. Yeah. It's fun to see these guys who have kids that are now eligible to play. I think that's the craziest thing, because you guys probably remember Jaden Fielder running around as a little kid in the clubhouse and playing catch, and now he's in the organization, professional baseball player, earning a paycheck. And now Carson Sabathia, who wasn't even born at the time that CC was with us, it's just crazy to see how these kids come along.
Speaking of these Sabathias and the Fielders, we haven't talked about this. The alumni game is coming up on Friday. Yeah. You'll like this, Level. I talked to Ryan Braun a while back when he was going in the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame, and I asked Bronny, I'm like, all right, who amongst your teammates who are going to be a part of this is probably willing to take it a little bit too seriously?
Try a little too hard. Right?
And he said it's probably guys who played more recently who think they might get a look.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's or maybe somebody who thinks that they've got an axe to grind or something to prove. I could see that. I'm curious to see how it all shakes out. I want to see if Ben Sheets gets on the mound. I want to see Jeff Jenkins face Tim Dillard. Like these are matchups that I want to see. I'm really excited to see how it all turns out. I know it's three innings. The Home Run Derby was a great success last year, and I know during the alumni game they're going to offer $2.50 beers and $2.50 brats during the game as well. So that's a big deal. So stick around, watch the game afterwards. It's going to be a lot of fun watching these guys get back out there, and those competitive juices are going to start flowing pretty quickly.
Oh, man, I saw Jenkins bat in the banana ball game last month, and my back hurt watching him take that hack.
Let's just hope Corey Hart doesn't blow out an oblique like he did last year in the Home Run Derby.
Right.
When's the last time Dillard threw?
I'm sure he throws in the backyard with his kids, camp.
He'll be fine.
But he's a sidewinder, and he's good for Broken Bat Brewery throwing wiffle ball every day, so he's fine. He'll be fine.
All right. Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. Thanks, Level.
You got it. See you guys.
Brewers and Mets, a 1:10 first pitch. Afternoon baseball for you here on WTMJ.
If anything travels that far, I'd have a damn stewardess on it, don't you think?